touching on all political subjects and taking on all callers, this is Matt Flynn Direct with your host, Matt Flynn.
Welcome to Matt Flynn Direct, coming to you in Madison on Devil Radio, 92.7 FM and WTTN 1580 AM. And in Waukesha on the Shaw, 101 FM and WAUK 540 AM. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. No subject is off limits and all points of view are welcome. And remember, you're not woke if you don't know history. You're not woke unless and until you know history. Going right to the front lines of history in the making, and it's being made in Ukraine. One hopeful sign, there are reports, fairly widespread reports, that high-ranking Russian officials, some oligarchs, some military leaders, are questioning Putin's decision to invade Ukraine and are very concerned that he might unilaterally decide to use nuclear weapons. That latter concern is more speculative. My own view, and I think a lot of people's view, is that he's saber-rattling to try to get his way. And then when he's beaten, he backs down. But when high-ranking Russian officials, oligarchs, and military people start to have doubts and question the Ukrainian invasion, it's not for moral reasons. These are not moral people. They would crush and exterminate anybody they thought they could get away with if it got the money or power. The reason that they're questioning it is that genocidal sadism is bad for business. Hitler was a genocidal maniac, very sadly wasn't assassinated early in his career, but he was also bad for an economy and bad for business. And so is Putin. That's the way they look at it. They don't look at it through a moral lens. I think it's time to step up the pressure on these oligarchs, on these military people, because even though Putin is a dictator, he's a Hitler wannabe, Stalin wannabe, but he's about 70 years too late, but he's killing a lot of people in the short run. A lot more pressure has to be put on the circle around him because he can't do it all by himself. He has to have co-conspirators among the oligarchs and among the generals and admirals. And one of the things I think we should be doing is to designate some of these people for execution. So far, we've designated them for seizing their yachts. But you know, when people are worth tens of billions of dollars, if you seize a $100 million yacht, it's an annoyance, but eventually they know they'll build another one or buy another one. Merrick Garland was very weak in one of his press conferences where he said, kind of shaking his finger, "You can try to hide your yacht, but we'll find it." It was so weak. Who cares about their yacht? Sink their yacht. They have them in Fiji. They have them in various places, Turkey, around the world. But if some of them died, that puts pressure. That puts a lot of pressure on them. And what I would do is start out with the oligarch who owns the Wagner Group. The Wagner Group is a private mercenary army of sadists. Putin uses them when he wants to send in, when he wants deniability, when he wants to send people into Africa, in Syria, now in Ukraine, and have them torture civilians. And he can say, well, they're not in the Russian army. I don't know who they are. You say, well, one of the major oligarchs who's close to you owns it. He'll get a $10 million fee. The country of Mali, M-A-L-I in Africa, hired them to come in and exterminate villages of people who are opposed to the government, paid him $10 million a month. Putin has brought them into Ukraine, 1,000 of them. And these oligarchs, as you know, and Putin as well, have stolen 80% of Russia's wealth. What do I mean by Russia's wealth? Their trade surplus from their oil revenue and their gas revenue. About 80% of it gets stolen by a handful of people. Putin and oligarchs who are beholden to him because he lets them steal money. And that is why the Russian military, one of the many reasons, has performed poorly, is because the tanks, artillery, ammunition, food, body armor, that all showed up on the books as having been bought by the state, was fake. They were fake invoices. And they ran out of ammunition. They didn't have body armor. They'd open up their field rations and it was moldy, crawling with maggots, been in an unrefrigerated warehouse for decades. But there were invoices for fresh field rations, for fresh ammunition, and that got stolen. That's why Putin has to continually try to claim success on a battlefield somewhere to prevent his own assassination. But, you know, we've have droned Soleimani, the Iranian terror general in Iraq, responsible for killing a lot of American servicemen. We went after Osama bin Laden. We went after ISIS. We droned a lot of people. Russia's a terror state. Russia is simply a more sophisticated ISIS. Their objective is to subdue and cow and conquer as much as they can by going in and demoralizing and torturing civilians. And the problem for them is they picked the wrong country to do it. Ukraine is tough and unified. They're more unified than we are. They didn't have a January 6th where a bunch of people betrayed their country and stormed their capital and threatened to hang their vice president. They didn't have that. We have that because of Trump. They have Zelensky. Zelensky is a Churchillian, Rooseveltian type of figure, transcendental leader. And they are very lucky, and we're very lucky they have him right now. So how do you go about doing this? The owner of the Wagner Group should be a marked man. One of the I think it's ironic, funny, cute, and sad in a way, is there's a counter to the Wagner Group, believe it or not, called the Mozart Group. The Mozart Group. And they picked another great German composer. Why is the terror mercenaries of Russia called the Wagner Group? Because this owner, this autocrat, this oligarch, is a huge fan of the composer Wagner. Remember the Ring Cycle and the Valkyrie and all that business? You know, women with horns giving these long arias. There's an old saying in opera, which is pretty true. It says, Wagner's music is better than it sounds. You have to be a devotee of Wagner. Yeah, he's a great composer. Mozart was a greater composer. The greatest in history. And Mozart's music is light. It's complex, but it's a joy to listen to. And so they're the Mozart Group. But the Mozart Group is a group of people loyal to Ukraine who are fighting the Russians, and they're putting together foreign fighters to help out. But these foreign fighters follow the rule of war. They do not kill civilians. They do not torture anybody. They take prisoners, they don't murder them on the spot. So it's kind of a disconnect between the Mozart Group and the Wagner Group. But the owner of the Wagner Group should be droned, like Soleimani, the Iranian terror general. We know where he is. The CIA knows where all these people are. We know their coordinates. The butcher of Aleppo, the general that Putin sent in to eastern Ukraine to massacre civilians. He's now the butcher of Mariupol. This is a guy who specializes in terror, and he's in the regular Russian army. He should be droned. If we want to do it with deniability, we train Ukrainians to operate these drones and give them some serious drones. varsity drones, not junior varsity drones. That's what we should be doing. And when he gets droned and the owner of the Wagner Group gets droned, the alarm among the oligarchs is going to increase. Putin will be diminished. The way to get Putin out is have him dragged out by a Russian mob or by his inner circle. It's the way to do it. He's afraid of it. That's why he's pursuing these things. And the way to get at him is to put so much pressure against the people around him that they have no recourse and have to get rid of him. So there you have it. The seeds of good news. The seeds of good news. The problem is that Hitler had people like that around him. And they tried to assassinate him, and they had a plot, and they could have done it when Chamberlain caved into him on Czechoslovakia. When Chamberlain did that, there was general relief in Germany, and Hitler got more popular. The assassins said, well, we can't do it right now. I don't know why. They should have done it right then. They did it later. They put a bomb under a table. It killed three people, three generals, and it wounded Hitler and didn't kill him. We can get Putin now. It's the only way to do it. We have to de-Putinize Russia before it's too late, and I've given you some ideas on how we can do it. We're going to a break. The lines are open, 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break.
Later, gotta cut you down. Sooner or later, gotta cut you down. Go tell that long-tongued liar. Go and tell that midnight rider. Tell the rambler, the gambler, the backbiter. Tell him that God's gonna cut you down. Tell him that God's gonna cut you down.